Welcome, everyone.
So we're just going to jump right in here. About 40 years ago, I worked in out of Nashville, Tennessee, for a consultant doing architectural and historical surveys. We go to a community and we photograph every building over 50 years old, research the history of them, and basically write the architectural history of that community. And one day I was in Gaffney, South Carolina, and I was walking along the street and I see this building on the top left side, and the owner came out of the house and told me it was a Sears and Roebuck house. And at that time, there wasn't much information available publicly about this, and I had never heard of them before. But I made a little note on my clipboard that said Sears and Roebuck, and then continued on doing the work. And a little while later, the owner of the house on the bottom right came out and said their house was a Sears and Roebuck house too. So years later, I was able to confirm that the one at the top was actually a Sears and Roebuck house called the Alhambra. And you'll see some other examples of that today. And the one on the bottom, I could not find until last year. So it took me 42 years to be able to identify this one on the bottom. And it comes from a catalog that was produced in Oklahoma by a company called Aurelius Swanson Company. So just because somebody says a building is a Sears house doesn't mean it's a Sears house. I've come to see that as like when somebody hands you a tissue and they say, do you need a Kleenex? It's like that. It's just become a generic term for these in our popular culture. So where do these houses come from? Well, there's a long history of house designs coming out of books that predates Sears by a significant amount of time. The first books that described architecture for builders were called builder guides. And the book on the very top, The Works of Asher Benjamin, is one of these builder's guides. And it was designed to teach carpenters how to do new construction techniques. So if you wanted to know what was going on, the way that you learned new techniques was by looking through pawing through these builder's guides and getting ideas. So they would have technical information on how to build circular staircases and things like that, but they'd also have some plates with just designs in them, like a door surround of for the entry of a house, or a fireplace mantle, or something like that. So they're kind of inspirational idea books for both architects and for builders.